Savvy Earth Savers, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm joined in studio by Eleanor Yeh from Etra, a fine jewellery atelier based here in Hong Kong that is doing some really fascinating things with jewellery. I'm really excited to talk to you, Eleanor. Welcome. It's wonderful to have you. Tell us a little bit about Etra and the ethos that you have that is why you're here on Savvy Earth Savers today.
Thanks, Cruz, and it's a pleasure to be here. My name is Eleanor Yeh, and I am a GIA-trained gemologist and jewellery designer, and I am also the founder of Etra Fine Jewellery, which is based in central Hong Kong. So what we do is quite personal. We help clients to source ethically-minded gemstones. We help them to make bespoke pieces of jewellery, and we also help them to remodel jewellery, which is to create a completely new piece but recycling elements of that old piece of jewellery, being the gemstone or the actual parts of the jewellery. I love doing these projects.
It's a really interesting concept when we think about a place like Hong Kong, especially a place like Central Hong Kong, where you walk through Central and we've got big glitzy adverts of diamond jewellery, adorning models, and there's a consumeristic feel. And then for Etra, some of what you're doing is not just new, it's trying to connect with your clients on a really heartfelt way in terms of appreciating the jewellery they have and thinking more ethically about the jewellery they have too. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So at Etra, our focus is to help clients to make pieces that they will love and treasure. There's a massive amount of jewellery lying around in people's drawers and safes that are not being worn or loved at all. So the idea is that we will take these pieces of jewellery and then we will take it apart, examine the stones and have a look at them to see if they are reusable. We might sell the gold setting to the gold melter and then raise a bit of money to put towards a new project for the client. So the good news is that we are recycling in every way. We're recycling the gold, which is infinitely recyclable as a metal, and we are reusing the gemstones, which means that we are not mining new stones and we are not manufacturing in a big scale, which creates a lot of footprint.
And that's something I just want to touch on for a minute, which I find really interesting, is this concept of lab-grown diamonds. What is a lab-grown diamond and how do you work with them and what are some of the pros and cons of them?
Okay, so a lab-grown diamond is a diamond which is entirely created in a factory or lab setting. It is visually identical to a natural diamond or naturally mined diamond. It has the same chemical, physical, and optical properties as a natural diamond. So even as a professional, we would need to use specialist testing kits in order to separate them. The assumption by a lot of clients is that these lab-grown diamonds could be more sustainable and green, but is that really the case? Most of the lab-grown diamonds are still being produced by manufacturers that uses fossil fuel. So that is mainly the coal-fired electricity. So in terms of footprint, it's not quite there yet. And they do use a lot of gases, which is related to mining as well. So as a product, it is sometimes marketed as being the green option compared to natural diamonds, but unfortunately, we're not quite there yet. Not all lab-grown diamonds are green because most of the producers are still not using renewable energy, so the footprint is still significant. On the other hand, natural diamonds are considered less green, and that is to do with the large-scale open mining that's being done around the world. It's a massive gaping hole on Earth. It's hard to ignore. But some natural diamonds have come from more ESG-friendly mines, and I would like to give a couple of examples. So in Botswana, the diamond mining brings a lot of benefit to the country. It contributes to around a third of the GDP and 80% of the exports. And the country's become a lot wealthy because of it. And so they've been funding schools, healthcare, and it's a net plus for that economy. In Canada, there are new mines that are built from the ground up, adhering to very strict environmental rules, and they are aiming to be carbon neutral by 2030, which is great news. So there are good products in the natural diamond sector as well.
So the industry has evolved in some ways to try and overcome some of the problems traditionally associated with them, which is very interesting. And so tell me a little bit more about this sort of heirloom remodeling trend, which is something ETRA does a lot of. Why is there a sustainability story in there?
Remodeling projects are really interesting, and they are my favorite projects because it keeps the memory of the old piece, but at the same time, it gives you something completely new. So I'll give the example of my own grandmother's pendant. So I received a pendant from my grandmother years ago, and it's a piece which I love because it's from her, but at the same time, the design was quite old-fashioned, and I never had the opportunity to wear it because it doesn't really suit my lifestyle. It's not a daily wear piece. So I decided to take it apart, had the green stone examined, and it turns out to be an emerald. And I sold the gold setting to the gold melters and raised myself a budget to make a new cocktail ring, which features the green emerald. So I love these because I keep my grandma's memory alive.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful story as well. And it carries across into so many things. People do this with clothing today too. They're absolutely fast fashion. It's really easy to buy cheap fashion that doesn't have a lot of meaning, but then it tires, it dates, all those sorts of things. Where do you think there are really big opportunities for positive change in the jewelry industry when it comes to sustainability and ESG?
I think there are lots of opportunities for ESG in this business. I think from a consumer's perspective, I would encourage to buy fewer and better. Mm. So sometimes buying quality jewelry can be a bit of an investment, but it does have intrinsic value, definitely resale value. And if it's a better construction, normally it has longevity as well. I think secondly, go for information on your gemstones. Ask for transparency. Ask your vendor where your stones come from, how it's mined, the gold, where the jewelry piece is going to be made. And that is why I also offer gemstone classes, because I want to give my clients as much information as possible before they purchase. From an industry level, I think lab-grown diamond producers can transition to renewable energy. We're not quite there yet, because right now it is hard to source a lab-grown stone that comes from ESG-friendly producers. And I think the great news is now customers have choices. They can go for natural with a report, with origin. They can go for lab-grown stones, which is affordable, and look for the manufacturers that uses more renewable energy. I think these are all really good ESG options in the jewellery when you make a choice in buying jewellery.
Beautiful. And when it comes to remodeling, I really love this idea of it's not just about the biggest, glitziest stone. It's about creating stories from older pieces, heirloom pieces, pieces that you might not be wearing because they don't suit your style, or they might not be what you particularly like to wear. And it's just breathing new life into something and having a little bit more purpose and intention about that with a new design.
Yeah, I think that's the idea. The idea is that sometimes jewellery made in the past, it suited the purpose at the time. Perhaps it was a party piece and it may be dotted with lots of gems. Keep those gems. If it's a gold-heavy piece, why not sell the gold setting to the gold melter? You can raise yourself quite a bit of budget. For the new stones, it's great. You don't need to buy new stones. You can put different arrangements together and perhaps make several pieces out of one instead of just recreating that large piece. So I think it's all about keeping the memory. For me, it's about recycling as well. As a small jeweler, I would like to contribute little towards the ESG effort. So if I can help make my clients new jewelry using existing stones, that would be my pleasure.
Yeah, that's absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much, Eleanor. And where can people go to find out more or learn about your work?
So my website is www.etrafinejewelry.com. There's information about my services on the website. I do, other than making jewelry, I also run a lot of classes for private groups and also companies. And those are purely educational. If you are interested in buying an emerald or a sapphire or a ruby, please come to one of my classes. It's all about the history, about the origin and where they're mined and the different qualities. So come to one of those before you make a choice.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for your time today, Eleanor.
Thank you very much.